Welcome to the Beer Essentials Podcast, a short and sweet and sometimes spicy weekly peek into the journey of Christian parenting. Now, here are your guides, the founders of Bear and Squirrel, Charlie and Christina Matz.
I am Charlie, and I'm sitting next to my beautiful wife, Christina. We have four kids, ages 9, 6, 3, and 7 months. So as you can see, we're right in the middle of this journey called Christian parenting. We want to share our journey with you in the hopes that God will use it to encourage you and your family as you journey along with us. This week, we're talking about the no scroll zone. What is the no scroll zone?
So the no scroll zone took place while we were out on our lovely vacation, and we were not allowed, I mean, no one was imposing this. We decided that we would not be scrolling through social media. We would not be using our fancy little thumb and just whipping through Facebook.
You might have
or
a fancy thumb. Mine's not so fancy.
I do have quite a fancy thumb. My other fingers get jealous sometimes, but you know, that happens. We did this so that we could post, we could share, we could let everyone back home know what was going on and share all the goodness of Michigan. It was amazing and green and beautiful, and the lake was gorgeous. Your family was fantastic. So it was fun to be able to share those things, but without getting sucked in.
Yeah, we wanted to be producers, not consumers. The idea that we could hop on our phone and make memories, we could get videos and photos, but once you get on the phone and become a consumer, it starts sucking your time and it's no longer a vacation. But what were some of the benefits we were hoping to accomplished when we left? And by the way, we're excited to be back. We know we've been gone for a little while. We take a lot of time off typically from different things during August and through Labor Day. So we're excited to be back in the mix. We got some exciting stuff coming for you too. We're, you know, new products coming from Bear and Squirrel, and Christine and I are excited to share our journey on this podcast. So little sidebar there, but yeah, what were the benefits we were looking to see when we implemented the no scroll zone?
I think we really wanted our kids to see us be intentional with them and with our time, and to not be distracted in any way, and to be just fully present and fully engaged with them.
Yeah. And did we?
Yes.
Yeah. There was a couple times where like we would look at each other and be like, are you in the no scroll zone? And that was helpful, because there was a couple times where I was tempted to get in the scroll zone. I'll be honest. You know, you get on there to shoot a photo or a video and you kind of get caught up in the game.
Well, it's interesting, right? Because there's this whole new term that like my mom told me about and I had never heard of it before, but now we work with college students, and now from then I've heard it several times. It's the FOMO.
Yeah.
The fear of missing out. So I don't struggle really with FOMO, but when we were there were two weddings of young people that we really are close to and care deeply for, and we did have to miss those. And so I had like slight FOMO, not really like fear. I would say it was more of like a SOMO, like sadness over missing out. And wow. So, yeah, SOMO. It's new. I'm going to trademark it. But that was like the times that it was really tempting, is when you knew that there was something that I could have gone and scrolled and found some stuff about, and just thinking, you know what, even though I'm bummed not to be there, like I'm not there and I don't want to be in my mind there. I want to be present with my family. And so,
yeah. And you know, I think you spend the money, you go on vacation, you take this time off, you go to some place that you're going to enjoy, and like your head is looking down, stuck in the virtual world
that's ridiculous.
You can go to anytime. It really is not a good trade. So why trade that, you know? But yeah, I understand the SOMO. That's good.
Yeah.
I think that's going to catch on.
I think so too.
But I really think it's FOMO in disguise, and you're just not willing to admit that you were FOMOing.
You know what? I struggle definitely with some things, but I mean, none that I could think of right now. I'm just so struggleless. but I praise God that FOMO isn't typically one of them, but the SOMO, I have to say.
Yeah. No, I mean,
it could be a lesser degree of FOMO. Let's be honest.
I think if you're a digital native, somebody who's grown up like since your beginning of your adult life with social media, I understand the concept of FOMO, because when I was a young buck,
yes,
and I was in high school and college, FOMO was still there. It was just different. People were getting together on a weekend night And it was excruciating to sit home and not be there.
Yes.
So that's just transferred now to online. So
no, I had FOMO bad in my early 20s for sure. I did. It's like a disease. But I was cured. Yeah. I was cured. Yeah.
Fomoxacin is where
you, Fomoxicillin.
Yeah, that's what this podcast is brought to you by Fomoxicillin.
But you may experience dizziness, shortness of breath, tightness in your chest.
And death. Of course, death. Why not?
Why not? But well, still take it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's good to be back. It's good to laugh with you. I appreciate doing this with you and being on this journey.
Me too.
You know, we got a lot of fun stuff to talk about coming up. And we, like I said, we've got some cool stuff coming out. We've got this prayer calendar. Just keep that, write that down on your calendar that it's coming out. And we're going to launch that in, you know, a short little while here. You're going to be hearing about it. And we're excited to share that with you. But thanks
final
for
stages. We can't
yeah,
wait.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
All right. We thank you so much. We brought this podcast to you from our kitchen table in Orange County, California.
What?
As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts and give us a review. We'll see you again next week. And until then, enjoy the journey of this worthy calling called Christian parenting.
That's it for this week's edition of Bear Essentials. Remember to follow us on social or visit bear-squirrel.com to find storybook resources for godly instruction. If you have an essential you'd like to see addressed on a future show, please write us at podcast@bear-squirrel.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week with a brand new show.